Isn't that t-shirt really warm in the sun?
It's slimming.
Can you talk about just the going into week three here for camp and just your kind of thought, general thoughts on where you guys are?
General thoughts of where guys are. I had another competition day today, our last one, and the defense got out the brooms and swept the offense. I can't remember what the final score was. I think it was about a 7 or 8 point differential. But I had, a really good solid two-a-day. I had a really intense helmets-only practice this morning, which was good. I had a couple of lulls in this afternoon's practice, kind of partially by design, but we lost a little bit of focus. I fought on both sides of the ball at different times, which, you know, again, that's why you try to spark it with a competition day, because you're in that phase of camp, but got good work and a lot more situational stuff in.
At this point in camp, is it kind of hard sometimes to keep their attention?
Yes and no. I mean, our guys are awesome. They work their tails off, and certainly it's natural at some point to kind of check the time clock. But you know, our guys in general, that's a huge exception. I think more so right now we're in the phase where kind of the young guys are starting to learn how to practice and how to get through the grind, and it's neat to see the older guys coach them up and help them out. But as far as that goes, you know, again, pleased.
Have you figured out any red shirts yet?
No. Okay.
Do you know when you expect to?
After this, you know, after the next scrimmage, we'll kind of talk through that stuff, just because of the timing of the season, and probably most importantly at this time of the year, it's special teams driven. You know, if a guy is going to be a key contributor on special teams, he's gonna play. And so there's a lot of those young guys, a lot of that young talent has really shown itself on special teams. We've got a lot of guys that have ability and desire, and that's a good thing.
When is the next scrimmage?
Thursday we'll go again. It'll be situational in nature. Yeah, there'll be officials up.
Do you get a sense of excitement from the guys as you get closer and closer to game week, that maybe they're getting a little more amped up, getting closer to that?
I think our guys are right where they should be in that regard. I mean, you can't get amped up on August 19th other than the fact that it's August 19th, you know, and you've got to get your work in and get, you know, today again we did some situational stuff special teams wise, you know, all the stuff that comes up, whether it's onside kick stuff, situational, pooch kit, you know, it's all the stuff that you kind of tick off your checklist, and you just have to stay focused on the task at hand.
With regards to Marcus, a couple of the guys on the defense told me that they've seen him do things in camp that they've never seen any quarterback do. He's getting to that point where he's really in control. Do you see that? And give us your assessment.
He's been awesome, and he's had a few of those wow moments where everybody kind of looks at each other like, you know, I remember when DeAnthony, his first carry as a true freshman, he took the ball, basically was running, you know, whatever his 40 time is, 4-0 to the right and then 4-0 to the left. And everybody kind of looked at each other. There's been a few of those with Marcus this camp and DeAnthony. But, yeah, he's a special guy.
What kind of things at this point are you trying to get out of Marcus to do better?
Well, everything, you know, greedy. Just mechanics, footwork, timing, knowledge. Leadership, all the things that he has gotten better at and can still get, you know, that's the neat part, is still has some ability and some desire and some room to get better. But he's a fun guy to coach, no question.
What has Matt Luger brought to the wide receiver group?
He's doing a great job. I think those guys are technically the best they've been. You know, a lot of those guys are veteran guys, and you hope that that's the case. You know, Keenan Lowe is practicing great. Josh Huff is practicing really well. Daryl Hawkins is practicing the best he's ever practiced. And so, you know, you want that out of a veteran group. But they're doing some, just, again, slightly different things that better, different, whatever the right word is.
What do you like about his coaching style, though? What makes him a good wide receiver?
He's a really smart guy. He's a great dude. He's a strange guy. You'll have to... I would really, you need to ask some of the receivers about his singing at our little getaway. But he's a sharp guy, really understands football, both sides of the ball, and is demanding. And you know, I think good players like that. You know.
Hey, Mark.
The barbecue yesterday.
I'm not at liberty to disclose details.
So much of what Michael Ikeko brought the game were instincts. You know, knowing where the play was going, getting right there. Many big plays. Are you seeing some of that out of the new candidates?
Definitely, yeah. You know, the linebacker position is a place where you can be a fast guy, but never take a false step and play really fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what, you know, certainly Michael Clay, Kiko, you know, probably on the, you know, in the shuttle time and stuff was probably a little bit faster than Michael, but Michael made up for it with whatever, whatever it is, instinct, film study, where that is. And Kiko got better and better, I think, because of Michael.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, our linebackers have practiced really well.
Mm-hmm.
And like we talked about the other day, they don't have 300 starts between them, but those guys are doing a great job. DP's doing a great job coaching them up, and excited about their future for sure.
I think Rob tweeted that Efo and D'Anthony were purposely going against each other today. Is that fun to see them be so competitive?
Absolutely, yeah. We did some one-on-one stuff a little bit different today, just to like you said, spark things a little bit. And it was we got off to a great start from a competitive standpoint. And now we just got to have to clean up all the other stuff, just all the hand placement, substitution, game situations, all the stuff that a bunch of these guys have never been in before, and that's our job to get them ready.
Mark, you personally, Mark, how do you feel now, having a couple of weeks of fall camp as a head coach under your belt, and kind of where you're at with that?
I'm fine, thank you. No, I don't know. I think you just get in the mode you're in, and there's certainly a lot different stuff, but you just, you know, it's part of the grind and part of the deal. But we have such a great veteran staff that these guys have done an awesome job of coaching the culture, coaching the expectations, and then, you know, we talk about it a little bit every night. So it's been good.
You guys talked about the Clowney rule at all, and the fact that guys could get suspended off of that. I mean, I just went around the Pac-12 on a road trip, and a lot of coaches are really against it.
Yeah, I think coaches are against certainly that hit being an ejectionable offense. I just don't see how that's even plausible or possible. But I think everybody, nobody wants the non-football play. You know, nobody wants the cheap shot to the head late. That, you know, that nobody coaches that, nobody wants that. And I think, you know, from my understanding of everything, that's how it's going to be officiated. It's going to be a, you know, everybody in the stadium says that guy should get ejected type of play. You know, targeting is a tough rule to officiate. I think they put a little bit more, you know, more on it with the ejection, certainly, and that makes it even tougher. But it's the rules, and we need to adjust.
Mark,